It has been just a little while. Well, a long while. A couple of weeks since we've last posted here on My Streaks, rebranding from Streaking to My Streaks, simply so that we don't get shadow banned by all of the search engines that are out there and people can find how great My Streaks really are and how it helps. This is Jeff Downs. I'm without my co-host today, Jamie. She is not feeling real well. She's a little bit under the weather, so we're going to give her a little bit of a pass. Today, I want to talk with you a little bit about two things, actually. Perfectionism and how it's a problem, and also how to get unstuck. Those are the two things that I want to discuss with you today. We're going to have a lot of fun. So with that, let's start streaking. What is streaking and why should you do it?
Streaking is how you set up personal winning streaks. Look at who you want to be and what you need to do to become that person. This is Streaking.
I'm Jeff.
And I'm Jamie.
And we are streakers. Through 30 years of marriage and 7 children, we have learned the power of consecutive consistency, or streaking.
To start streaking is simple. You just follow these 3 laws. Make it laughably simple, keep a record, and join the streaking community.
Streaking is your hidden superpower. With it, you will consistently progress and grow in whatever area of life you want.
In this podcast, Jeff and I will share all the fun, exciting, serious, solemn, wonderful parts of family, spiritual, professional, and personal life, and how streaking powers it all.
So join us in the conversation, join the movement, and start streaking today. As I was mentioning, one of the topics for today comes from Greg Vanaruk, who we had on the podcast a couple of months ago, and he writes a weekly newsletter, and they're usually really great. This one stuck out to me because it had in its title Perfectionism. This is how to overcome perfectionism, and he gives 14 approaches. And if you know Greg, he usually gives a list of really good items that you can use in order to bring about the change that you really want in your life, to become who you want to be, to become the whole person. When I read this, and as I looked through it, the title that he has, that title, but then he has this great big billboard that says, "Done is better than perfect." And I thought to myself, you know what? That is what streaks and streaking is all about. When you have your streaks set up in such a way that you're getting them done, many times they may not be perfect at all. In fact, reading a paragraph in a book, writing at least one sentence, it is most likely not going to be the most perfect application. However, getting it done is the critical component of it. Now, as I was thinking about this, as far as perfectionism, and I did a little Instagram reel and posted up to Facebook and have it on the Streaking app, just about how perfectionism is the enemy to progress. And what is it about perfectionism that makes it the enemy to progress? Have you noticed this in your life? When you strive diligently to be perfect in a particular activity, that it actually slows your progress. It doesn't get you where you need to go, because what happens in the brain is your brain starts to process this whole idea of perfectionism. You slow down such that you realize all of the different areas where it's not going to be perfect. And therefore, you start to try to compensate for those things. And you look at it and realize that it's a lot of work. And when your brain starts to process that it's a lot of work, then it slows you down significantly, because the brain is an energy conservation center. It wants you to slow down. It doesn't want you to continue forward with a whole bunch of work. And that comes from a whole bunch of different research about the reptilian brain and what it is that the reptilian brain does to preserve us and to help us continue to survive in harsh environments. Now, we don't necessarily live in harsh environments anymore. In fact, we have shelter. Some do, some don't. But most of the time, you have shelter, you have food, you have clothing, all of those things that you need. And therefore, the reptilian brain, not so significant because you're not trying to survive in those ways. However, it still is there and programmed. And therefore, you have to be deliberate and intentional in order to engage your brain. So when you start to go down the perfectionism route, when you look in the area of being perfect in a particular activity, what then happens is your brain says, this is too hard. What you then do to overcome that is to say, getting this done, even though it's not perfect, and I'm going to read some of the things that Greg talks about in his article, but getting done rather than perfect, finishing the streak rather than doing it perfectly, is better than not doing it at all. That is one of the key crucial things. Let's look into a little bit. Oh, okay. So before I get into a little bit more on what Greg says, now, some of you may be looking at it and saying, well, Jeff, isn't a streak going for perfection? Isn't doing something every single day and saying that you can't break it, isn't that going for perfection? And I would say to you, absolutely, you're exactly right. And therefore, the question is, well, if I break a streak, if I'm going for perfectionism in a streak, doesn't that work against me, much like going for perfection in the activity on which I'm putting the streak? And therein lies the difference. The streak is the consistency of getting something done, not the perfection in the activity or what you're doing. When I'm reading right now a book, it's called 10 Maps That Define the World. It's about basically geopolitical boundaries. And I may have mentioned this before in one of our earlier podcasts, and you may be saying, well, Jeff, that earlier podcast was a couple of weeks ago. You're still on the book? Yeah, because I'm not going for perfection. I'm going for reading every day. But this particular book, Prisoners of Geography, 10 Maps That Explain Everything About the World, as I read through this particular book, one paragraph is not getting me or putting me forward very far in this book. However, I have been reading this book. Now, this book isn't particularly interesting to me. It was recommended by an individual who I respect, and so I started to read it. But it doesn't capture my interest much like it would his. It's a well-written book, don't get me wrong. I've enjoyed some of the lessons that I've learned from it. What's difficult about it is it just doesn't hold my interest, the different things that they're talking about. But I want to finish it. I want to finish it, and done is better than perfect. So I may not learn everything that there is that the author had to explain in the book. And by the way, it is a bestseller. There's a lot of great things about it. However, it is something that I will finish where I have not in the past finished something that wasn't as interesting to me. Now you may be saying, well, Jeff, if it's not interesting to you, why don't you just give it up? Move on to something else. There's been one or two books that I've done that with. I've moved on to something else. However, I wanted to get this done. I want to complete the book because there is something about finishing what I started that helps any one of us feel fulfilled. I completed something that I wasn't particularly interested in. I learned from it, and now I'm going to move on. That's great. I think it's fantastic. And as I am putting into practice, done is better than perfect, what that allows me to do is finish things that may have not been as interesting to me. So when you are looking at the perfectionism that you want to employ, setting a streak under something that's laughably, making it laughably simple, helps you to overcome the brain's natural rejection response and get to the place where you are progressing. And progression is going to lead to perfection at some later point. It's not now. It may be later. But I believe there are things in which you can be perfect. There are. Now you may be looking at, you may be saying, Jeff, you're absolutely ridiculous. There's nothing in this life in which you could be perfect. Absolutely, I think there is. I believe that there is. You can be perfect at keeping a streak alive for how many ever days. And you can look at it and say, you know what? I've kept that streak alive for 30 days, 60 days, 365 days, 1,000 days, and that was perfect. And you can feel good about it. And it doesn't have to be something that you beat yourself up with. So Greg, he says it in this way. Do you struggle with perfectionism? It's a big problem today for many, including ambitious professionals and leaders. It's also widely misunderstood and even misappropriated as a badge of honor. Perfectionism is a personal standard that demands or expects flawlessness. It typically includes overly critical self-evaluations and excessive concerns about harsh judgments from others. Perfectionism entails striving for unrealistic or even unattainable goals. What follows, of course, is disappointment when you fail to achieve them. If you're a perfectionist, you translate low performance into low self-worth. The assumption behind it is that perfectionism or perfection is the only route to self-acceptance. Some people praise perfectionism as a desire for self-improvement, but in reality, it's much more about seeking acceptance and approval. It's about conflating your identity and worth with your performance and accomplishments. Here are signs that you have perfectionist tendencies, fixating on your mistakes, being overly critical of yourself, striving to be flawless, being overly cautious, seeking to control situations, getting defensive about feedback. Researcher Brené Brown suggests that perfectionism isn't binary. Instead, she notes that we all fall on a continuum of perfectionistic tendencies, ranging from occasional and situational bouts of it to compulsive, chronic, and debilitating versions of it. Here's the downside. In some, it lowers achievement while bringing stress. Perfectionism inhibits your work, harms your relationships, and causes needless suffering, degrading your mental health. It can fuel fear and frustration as well as disappointment and discontent. It even takes away from your enjoyment of accomplishments because you're focused on the things you could have done better. According to research, it's linked with psychological distress and low self-esteem, as well as with fear of failure and workaholism. By tapping into your fear, perfectionism can divert you away from your creativity and deeper wisdom. You may feel like your perfectionism can help motivate you to do a great job on things. At the same time, you suspect that it can invite anxiety into your life and turn people off around you. It can get confusing, so you're wise to distinguish between perfection, which is impossible in human pursuits. I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think it's impossible. I think it is possible. And perfectionism, between perfection and perfectionism, and between the pursuit of excellence, which is positive, and perfectionism, which can be quite harmful. Okay. So perfectionism isn't the same as the pursuit of excellence or striving to be your best. Instead, it's a self-destructive expectation that you can be perfect. So that's Greg sums all that up. And then he goes into, and I would encourage you to go over to his article, What to Do About It, 14 Approaches. And some of these really do relate specifically to streaks and streaking, distinguish between tasks that warrant perfection or at least a very high standard of performance and those that don't. Think about the ratio of inputs to outputs. These are some of the things that he mentions in there. What I would like to emphasize, and one of the reasons I disagree as far as perfectionism is a state of being, a state of mind, whereas being perfect in something, okay, the way that an activity is outlined, you can be perfect in that thing, and it's okay. It's okay to say that you're perfect in that thing. It's not bragging. It's not saying that you are somehow better than everyone else. It's that you were perfect in that particular thing. Am I perfect in life? No. But I am perfect in a couple of different areas. One of the ones that I'm perfect in right now is the streak of reading at least one paragraph every day. And you know what? That's okay. It's okay to say that. It does not mean that I'm perfect across the board. It reminds me of one of my favorite movies with Denzel Washington. Remember the Titans? They're in the state championship. They are losing at halftime. They go into the locker and Coach Boone, who is played by Denzel Washington, is telling them that it's okay. I want you to hold your head high. You guys have given it your best. You know, if we go out of here losing tonight, then it's okay. And one of the players interrupts him and says, Coach Boone, I'm sorry. You expected more of us. That's all there is to it. And then he says this, and this is such a great line. He said, I'm not perfect. And no one in this room is perfect. Speaking of everyone as a whole. And then he says, but as a team, we are perfect. We have not lost one game. And if it's all the same to you, Coach Boone, I don't plan on losing this game tonight. So I think we need to go out of this perfect. a perfect record, a perfect season. All those things are absolutely possible. However, the way to it is not through perfectionism. Perfectionism is an attitude and a belief that I have to be perfect in my whole life, in my whole way, and everything has to be perfect before or during or while I'm doing it. And I do agree with Greg that it comes as the perfectionism attitude comes as who is looking at me and how am I being judged? Whereas when you're striving to do your best, to have a high level of performance, to be consistent in a particular area, you can absolutely accomplish that. You can do it. You can have the smallest, simplest task be something that you are perfect. And that's okay. It's not perfectionism. It's perfect. And when you reach that perfect state, there is no one that can take away that feeling from you of, you know what? I've done this for 100 days, for 300 days in a row. I think about winning streaks that have happened. For example, the Oakland A's, which we mentioned in the book, their winning streak of 20 games. You can't take that away from anyone. That was perfect. There was a perfect winning streak. And they won for 20 games, did not lose one. Cleveland Indians, 22 games. All of these winning streaks, Edwin Moses, 120 races in a row, or 122, something like that. All of these winning streaks denote perfection. And that's okay. It's okay to be perfect in those areas. Notice that, a lot of the ones that I described and talked about, there's some individual ones. For example, Jahangir Khan, 555 matches in a row, won. And then Edwin Moses, the hurdles, won 120, 122 times in a row. That's perfect. A lot of times it's a team. The team gets together, and though each individual may not be perfect in their particular position or how they're going about their play as a team, as a whole, they are perfect. That is really a cool thing to think about. As a team, a small team, an organization, can you be perfect in a thing? You can. Does it take a lot of hard work, energy, and effort? Yes. Does it take deliberate, intentional thought? Absolutely. But with that deliberate, intentional thought, with striving diligently to be a team, you can achieve that level of perfect. You can. That's just all there is to it. However, the whole dichotomy or the paradox is that you can't have a perfectionist attitude while doing it. You've got to be humble. You've got to admit your mistakes. You've got to be able to look at it and say, here's the things where I can improve individually and what I can do to improve. All those things need to be looked at. So as you go down this path, perfectionism versus being perfect, as a whole, I look at myself, as a whole, I'm not a perfect person. Individual parts, though, I have some perfect individual parts. And believe me, when I say I'm not bragging about it, and I'm not trying to hurt my arm, pat myself on the back for it. What I am saying is that in each one of us, no matter who you are, you have a consistency superpower that can be unlocked if you work on just the law, if you apply the laws of consistency to it, which are: one, make it laughably simple. The activity on which you're striving to do perfectly, or to not to do the activity perfectly, but the activity that you want to do consistently every single day, make it laughably simple. Keep a record. You can see then that you're perfect. And keeping that record, create or join a community. Celebrate your success. That's why the My Streaks app was created, is so that all of us can celebrate together, that you can mark and keep track of what it is that you're doing, and you can make it laughably simple. See what others are doing. See their success. And this relates to the other topic that I wanted to talk to you just a little bit about, which is how to get unstuck. One of my streaks that I have is to review or create at least one development card every day. You can look at it as a 3x5 card or a development card. I have these cards right here. which are from mindbrainemotion.com. And this is 52 essential coping skills. Now, in saying this, it's not a paid advertisement. I got these as a gift and then I ordered a couple more, but they are phenomenal. And yes, they are the size of playing cards. And that is the Four of Tonum are some, are a couple of just items on here that, or on each one. Sorry, I got distracted. Got a call coming in and apologize about that. I'm going to let that go. I forgot to put on the focus and the do not disturb. How to get unstuck. Rumination leads to repetitive and reactive thought patterns. Now, that first thing, rumination. I have been caught in ruminating on my mistakes and on what I have done wrong. So this is why this plays into the whole perfectionism. And that leads to repetitive and reactive thought patterns. Okay, so what are the repetitive and reactive thought patterns? Well, the repetitive and reactive thought patterns are often associated with things that I've done wrong. The second sentence in here says, positive emotionality can help to broaden your focus and options. Rather than getting drowned in the distraction of my mistakes, start to float and swim by thinking about positive emotionality. And notice this, it's not positive thoughts, it's positive emotion. Can help to broaden your focus and options. Then ask this question. What memory or emotion are you dwelling on? Identify a positive emotion that will motivate you to change or accept your situation. I think this is such a great card. And it relates to another streak that I have. So I review at least one development card every day. Review or create, because I create some too based on masterclass and on some of the things I'm learning in leadership and so forth. The other streak that I have that relates to this is to visualize success at least one time every day. Now, when I think on that, visualizing success can sometimes be a long process and sometimes it can be very short. You know, a couple of seconds, 10, 12 seconds of visualizing success in one particular area of life. Whatever that is, in my profession, in my personal life, family, husband, church, whatever it is, I look for a specific area where I can have success, where I visualize success, where I see myself being successful in that area. I love how to get unstuck as far as this card is concerned, because now it helps to put a little bit more focus around this visualization in the sense that I'm not only visualizing future success, I'm also seeing positive emotion that I've felt in the past. And this can be so liberating and to get yourself out of a rut. So if you find yourself stuck in this whole idea of perfectionism, know that you can be perfect. You can be perfect in areas of your life. And you may look at it and say, yeah, Jeff, but you're saying it's the small and simple things that you're perfect in. Yeah, I am, and it's okay. Those success patterns, what forms in your brain, the positive ruts, if you will, if there's such a thing as a positive rut, when you have those neurons connecting and it causes those strong connections of positivity in your brain, it helps in so many areas of life. I believe it's very easy to focus on and to descend down into the negative. It takes deliberate and intentional action to be positive. And as you work on and expend effort on being positive and seeing what it is that you can do, and setting streaks to be that positive person, visualizing success, studying or reviewing at least one development card every day, reading at least a paragraph in a book, and any number of streaks that I have right now, those can help to form positive pathways in your brain and keep you going in the right direction toward who you want to be. Thanks for listening in today. I hope you enjoyed our conversation around perfectionism and perfect, the difference between. Thank you, Greg, for writing the article. I appreciate that. Also, if you want to learn a little bit more about streaking, we've got the book at Barnes & Noble, Amazon, or anywhere books are sold. Also, download the My Streaks app. The My Streaks app is really where the action happens. In there, I'll post every once in a while on different thoughts and ideas that I have about personal improvement. And also, I'll share with you the streaks that I have and what I'm learning from them, and also post a little proof every once in a while that I've completed the streak. If you'd like to follow us on Instagram, please do. You can also follow us on Facebook, My Streaks, on any one of those, and you can get to us. Hopefully you have a great, fantastic, wonderful day. And until we talk again, keep streaking.